contacting Dr. Duncan Wright, who's teaching Australian archaeology at the Australian National University, and his one of our students, a master's student, Steve Skidmore, who is working on a project with the local Ngambri Ngunnawal communities of the Canberra ACT region. One of the things we wanted to do was to make research, or the student research, be relevant specifically in line of the aspirations of the local traditional owners. We had a series of meetings with the Ngambri and Ngunnawal elders and communities, met representatives, to seek what projects or ideas of research in archaeology for the young archaeological students to that they would be interested in them doing or wanting them to do. Then the students were able to select a project. And so Steve Skidmore's project, master student, was to look at a campground site that was known in the 1900s as being a location where the local Aboriginal community had camped. There was one of the elders, Lightning, who was the grandfather of Arnold and Matilda House from the Ngambri Ngunnawal community. It's now along the Flinders Way, which is a major suburb in Canberra. So while we've got these wonderful old sites, the Birriguy, many other sites around Scartrees and old quarry sites, etc., in the ACT, we're also wanting to say in the modern context, in the period of Europeans being in this area, there are also Aboriginal people survived and had these camps that went up well into the 1950s. And this site particularly was one that the House Williams family were keen to have recognised. It was previously identified as an Aboriginal place and left a little park near the main Flinders Way. The sign was removed at some point. So we're wanting to refocus on contemporary Aboriginal sites of the ACT region, where proving people had survived after the advent of Europeans and all the frontier diseases and movement and shootings of people. So that was why this place was chosen by one of the local Aboriginal families. We've been consulted with all the communities, and there Steve went out as a master's student to do some excavation to relook at the site, record the oral histories of the place, and with the local Ngunnawal and Ngambri communities, we want to be able to celebrate that site in the future as being a campsite. It's the Flinders Way now, with some eddies across school across the way, and the suburb of Manuka just a kilometre down the road. It's in the middle of the Canberra urban context, but it's still a significant site. And Lightning had worked in the 40s and earlier as a worker on the Red Hill property up the road, and used to come down, and there was a dirt road there. There was a creek just across the road, about 80 metres, which is now a drainage pipe, so there was naturally water there. And they used to tether their horses there. And the Ngunnawal Ngambri family, to remember all the current elders today, is visiting there and seeing the horses tethered. The area has been graded in the past, but there's some finds they're looking at now and analysing to see if there's anything earlier than the European period of Aboriginal camping there. And we may have a couple of artefacts coming through, but we're yet to have those analysed.
And you've mentioned that the community is working with you on this project. You've actually got some of the elders from the Williams family who remember from their own lifetime things that happened there. What is it like to have the involvement of the direct descendants?
You know, that's how archaeology in Australia should happen today. I mean, you know, it's Australia's heritage, but it's our communities and the custodians of those sites and places. So it's terribly important. And one of the things that we, you know, try to encourage our students is that, and how what we see as ethical archaeology, which is involving consulting with the people, ask first what would our custodians want, and how is it relevant for our research to be, you know, mutually beneficial. It's not just a one-way science sort of endeavour to find the oldest, best or newest sort of thing. It's without any regard to the custodians of this country and whose heritage it is. So that's one of the things we emphasise, I think, in the recent years. The ethics of archaeology in Australia has sort of been somewhat diminished with more, you know, science pursuits that sort of exclude or sort of leave out the traditional owners and their views or their permissions or active engagement. We would argue on an ethical front, archaeology can be pursued, but it needs to be certainly involved. The traditional owners have their approvals and have some benefit. We want to make this place, you know, the country a better place in the long term with the research. And projects like this, where we're teaching the students to consult with the elders, get those skills of, you know, consulting, designing a methodology for an archaeological project around something that is significant to the Aboriginal communities and also of relevance, be it an ancient site or something, as this site here at Flinders Way of a campsite that was been used by the families in the 1940s. It's a teaching process all the way, but it's also a providing then a celebration of, you know, Aboriginal occupation survival in the 18th, 19th century, something that all Canberrans can celebrate today as a historical feature or landmark in our modern city. With this mine, well, the 15 years with the mining boom, our heritage legislation's gone back, and our, I guess, our treatment of Aboriginal people across the country, from shutting communities, having interventions, shutting legal services, you know, it's reflective on how our governments have treated and continue to treat our peoples. And so reflective of that treatment nationally is also, as I see this, there can be creep of how science or academic institutions are treating or researching people. So we had closed our doors on ethical parameters around Indigenous genomic research to a whole range of areas where we was, you know, where our communities were consulted first and engaged. We've seen a lapse in that, I think, in line with how, in my view, how our governments have treated our Indigenous people. So I think we're, as Australia, as a nation, is due to look at itself reflectively and say it's time we actually consult, engage our Aboriginal people to recognise the values of our heritage and longevity in this country and survival.